This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, men, women, boys, and girls, gather round. Please open your King James Bibles to Zechariah chapter 8, verse 13, where we left off last time. Excuse me, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 13. Just before we begin, I would like to invite the entire United States of America, all 50 states, to join me on this program, Trumpet of Truth, on May 21st at 9 o'clock in the morning. You may stream me live, WMIEFM.com, for America's Day of Repentance. May 21st, 9 a.m., WMIEFM.com. For those of you local, it'll still be 91.5 FM. I'm very honored to have my colleague and friend, man of God, Scott Merson, to join me. Scott and I are going to pray with you all over America for America to repent. I want to invite all of you to gather people in your homes and in your churches in clusters and join us so that America can be saved. And remember this, May 21st, 9 a.m. Now, what I'm going to do here in my school, we'll do the broadcast here at my school at 9 a.m., but I'm going to continue 2 more hours off the air, and anyone locally may come and join us. You might want to fly in and join us there. God bless you. America's Day of Repentance. We'll base it on 2 Chronicles 7:14. And now, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 13. God has been giving Zechariah a series of visions to show what's going on at these end times. Zechariah is a prophecy of these end times. And the beginning of chapter 8 last time, he gave him the vision of the second coming of Jesus. And then he gave him what would happen at that moment. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, as Peter tells us. So that's the day of the Lord. That would be the beginning of the 1,000 years reign of peace with Jesus right here on earth and the elect around him teaching. For we will at that time have changed from the flesh body into the spiritual body. And now we come back, we begin with verse 13. We're going to, he moves us back to the sixth trump of Revelation. Jesus comes at the seventh trump. The sixth trump is the Antichrist. It's coming up very soon. We're now in the fifth trump, a time of learning. It's coming to an end. So he moves us back into this time to help you. This is especially for the elect.
13, and it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah, and house of Israel.
Now remember that there are 12 tribes of Israel. Abraham begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. He had 12 sons. There are 12 of them. And when David's grandson, Solomon's son Rehoboam, took the throne, they began to split. Two of them changed their names, Benjamin and Judah, call themselves the house of Judah. They took their older brother Judah's name. The other 10 retained their dad's name and called themselves the house of Israel. However, Isaiah says the Assyrian Sennacherib captured those 10 tribes, and then 200 years later, Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon captured the other 2 tribes. The reason they did this, God allowed this, is because they had rebelled against God, and they were a laughingstock. Everybody was thinking, ha ha ha, chosen people, where is your God?
So will I save you.
Oh, now, that was then, but then is now, because this has already happened, okay? Well, what happened? In 1948, our brother Judah in part with the house of Benjamin, not all of Judah, but in part, returned to the land of Israel and became a nation again. And not only that, Ezra and Nehemiah returned back to build the wall, but there were some impostors with them, and there are some impostors now. A little bit of Judah is on the throne of England where Queen Elizabeth is. But what happened to the 10 tribes? He said it would save us. Well, he saved us. History tells us we migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, were later called Caucasians, settled in Macedonia. Remember Paul said, Macedonia's calling? Well, that in Paul's time was what we now call Europe, Scotland, England, Ireland. And they had a spat again, migrated over the Atlantic Ocean, settled Canada and these United States. Look, we're saved. Here we are. You can't lose that many people, as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky, just lost because somebody forgot to teach the Bible.
And ye shall be a blessing.
Has there ever been a blessing to a world than the United States of America? We are the first to arrive with help whenever any disaster helps in this world. And up until recently, we were the ones who held up the cross of Jesus Christ, and we carried the gospel of Jesus to this world. All of this has come true. When he said this, that was then, but then is now. The vision has come to pass.
Fear not, but let your hands be strong.
Now he talks to you elect who are not going to be deceived when the Antichrist comes. He takes us back to this time. Do not be afraid. Only the 7,000 elect of Romans 11 will not be deceived. The whole world will be deceived, will worship the Antichrist and half the body of Christ. Now, we studied last times, there's a phrase, let's keep your hand to the plow and don't look back. I think there's a song like that. In other words, like a farmer would hold the two handlebars of a plow and holding onto the ropes that connect to the horse's bridle. If he turns loose for 1 minute, if for 1 minute he turns around to say hi to somebody or looks this way or that way or loses his grip, that horse goes wild and goes crazy and takes the plow all over the place. Here's what you do. Find your place in the body of Christ. Everybody take your place. Find your chair and be faithful to your chair. Bloom where you are planted. Stand steady. Don't turn left. Don't turn to the right. Stay steady. Stay in your place. All of us marching, one accord, no discord. Jesus is Lord. Fitly joined together. Keep steady. Don't turn away.
14. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath.
Now, this provoke is interesting because we're told in the Bible when the children of Israel escaped from Egypt and they wandered in the wilderness, they provoked God 10 times. First of all, they grumbled. They were spoiled brats and they grumbled. We don't like this food. So God basically gave them breakfast in bed every morning. You just walk out your tent and there's manna. And then he had these little fountains flowing everywhere and they could drink water out of the rock. Their shoes didn't even grow old. You didn't have to buy new shoes. Uh-oh, ladies. However, what really got God was when God called Moses up into Mount Sinai so that God could write with his finger the 10 commandments and the law. What a smoky mountain. God is a consuming fire. The children of Israel got restless. Like you, church, you run hither, thither, and yon. A new thrill, a new sound, a new voice. And it's all contained in Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. You need no other voice. Everything is complete in there. God is complete. You're complete in him. But they weren't dedicated. They weren't sanctified. It was surface. And so what they did, they said, what has happened to this Moses? We need us a God. So they took the golden earrings and bracelets and jewelry they had conned from the Egyptians. They put them in a fire and melted them and molded themselves a golden calf and called it God. Oh, America, repent, golden calf, money. But you know what was the worst thing about that that had to hurt God? Aaron, the high priest, who was supposed to watch out for them, gave up on them. All right, go ahead and do that. But you know Paul did the same thing? Paul said there's a time. After you warn people so much and they will not get in step, they will not get in their place, Paul says, let them go to the devil. When he gets through beating them up, finally maybe they'll come back to you. Now, God did not leave them there. what in that misery, God, to punish them, God sent fiery serpents among them, and many of them died. But God always comes to the rescue. To save them, what he did was have them make a serpent of brass, a brazen serpent, put it on a pole, and all who would look upon it were saved. A type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who knows no sin. The man of sin is the serpent, that old devil. And Jesus went to that cross and bore sins for us, he who knew no sins. And so when we look to the Lord Jesus Christ, who died, paid our sin debt, and shed his blood and arose from the dead, as those people, so we are saved. But that's what happened to them.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
And I repented not. 15. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah.
Now what days? All right, these end time days. Here's what God means. God has always had a very small remnant of his children since he created us in the spiritual body. Remember, we came from God, Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7. When you die, your spirit returns to God who gave it ere the silver cord breaks. He's always had a very small faithful crew who would stand with him and not betray him. When Satan rebelled, there was a remnant there. And in every generation, there's been a remnant. And right now, there's a very small group, symbolized by 7,000 in Romans 11, who will not betray him. And here's what God says. You do well by me, mine elect, so I'll do well by you. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8 says this. Knowing whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. You be good to God, God will be good to you. Let's everybody say, God is good.
God is good.
Fear ye not.
Fear ye not.
16. These are the things that ye shall do.
Now these are the things, your instructions, when the Antichrist is here. He's going to make it very plain.
Speak ye every man the truth unto his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates.
All right, execute is a military command. Do it. Okay, we know truth is Jesus is the truth and Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The gates here means the courts. Jesus says in Mark 13 and other Gospels there, Matthew 24, Luke 21, they who? The brothers and sisters of the church. The brother shall deliver brother to death, the sister, the mother, the daughter. That means the brothers and sisters of the church, the family of God. Death's name is the devil, Hebrews 2:14. Jesus came to defeat death, whose name is the devil. Jesus said the brothers and sisters of the deceived part of the church. Remember, half of the church, Christian church, will be deceived and think the Antichrist is Jesus. And they're going to deliver us up to their synagogues to be beaten. It doesn't mean beaten with a whip. It means browbeaten, to kind of brainwash, because they want to convert us. The deceived part of the body of Christ is already wearing the mark of the beast in their right hand. It is a figure of speech, meaning they are nurturing the work of the Lord along, many deceived. And when they turn us in, they're wearing that mark. They're doing his work. Now, what does it say to us to speak truth in peace? So what we are to do, do not be afraid. This is why you came through your mother's womb on the very date you did. This is why you are hearing me, because this is a message to you at the end time. We are very close to the end. The Bible says it, and I had a dream, vision. It's not a dream, I had a vision. I went to heaven, he told me so. It's time. And so what we are to do, the elect's reason, purpose, to be right now, is to be delivered up to the Antichrist, and that's the only time you don't study. Jesus says, do not premeditate, for the Spirit of your Father will speak through you. The Holy Spirit will speak. What will he speak? Truth. He will speak truth. And Jesus says, then the gospel shall be preached. So do it. In other words, you must yield completely. You want to learn to In other words, you be like that horse when that bridle's in the horse's mouth. Let God be the plowman and you be the horse and yield with the bridle's in your mouth. Let him, let the yoke be in your mouth of the Holy Spirit. And whatever you say, Jesus says, and then the gospel shall be preached and then the end shall come. So you are going to be delivered up. Revelation says no trial will be more than 10 days. We will actually be delivered up before the Christian churches, probably some surrounding us here, and the big ministries, those that are deceived. If some elect will not be deceived. And they're thinking they're doing the Lord a favor because they think that the devil is the Lord. Have mercy.
17, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against your neighbor.
Now, when they deliver you up to them, because many of them we're going to know, I've reached just almost all of the body of Christ one way or another, not an individual, but many a representative. Do not hate them and say, this is awful. You're turning me into the devil. No, no, no. Pretend you got a badge on your shoulder, everybody. Take your thumb and polish your badge. It's a badge of honor. This is God's covert activity so that you may be delivered up, elect, to the Antichrist. See, the Antichrist is not omniscient. He's not omnipotent. He's not omnipresent like God is. Somebody's got to turn us in. Sometimes his demons do, his fallen angels and the brothers and sisters of the church deceived. And so it is God's covert plan. This is how we're going to be do it. So just say, thank you, Lord. This is my big moment. So that you may let the Holy Spirit speak through you and you will execute truth. You will do it. You will do the truth. You will walk in the word and speak the word and say the word. And the whole world will hear in their own language and dialect. This is your purpose, your destiny. This is the most important part of everything you have ever done in your life for the Lord. This is your big shining moment. Don't blow it.
And love no false oath.
Oh, an oath is a promise, so don't love a false oath. What's he talking about? Now, in your King James Bible, make sure it's King James because the NIV totally changed it. A Kenite did that. In the King James Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 13, God says, I hate those, I'm against those who teach my people to fly to save their soul. The false oath is the lie fly proverb. As we studied in Zechariah chapter 5, the people deceived will try to get into the first harvest basket, try to fly up, but they don't get to heaven. They don't get back down. They're stuck in a place of shina, which is confusion, where the devil is. Paul even made a mistake. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, God told Paul, you know, you didn't write that well. Paul spoke colloquial Greek. And see, even when you're anointed, there's still the limitations of the flesh. So God said, write Thessalonians again, Paul. So Paul rewrote it, but 1 Thessalonians still is there, and there's a lot of good stuff there. But when Paul was talking about Jesus coming, caught up in the air, what he meant to say and didn't say it well was you're going to change into your spiritual body, like he said in 1 Corinthians 15:52. And right here on earth. And the clouds are the crowds of people God's bringing with him, your loved ones. So he said, Paul, write this again. So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul writes it again and says, don't let be confused by my first letter. In other words, I did not write that well. And see, that's where the lie fly proverb comes in. Everybody's mistaken it. They don't go to 2 Thessalonians. Paul says, Jesus will not come until first there be a falling away. That would be deceived Christians falling off to the Antichrist, the first bridegroom, thinking he's Jesus, and that man of sin be revealed. The man of sin is a son of perdition. Ezekiel 28, 20 through 25, Satan has been sentenced to perdition, to perish from within. So Paul says in 2 Thessalonians, Jesus will not come until the Antichrist comes. Revelation says, the seventh trump, Jesus comes. The sixth trump, Antichrist comes. So do you understand?
Yes. For all these are things that I hate.
And God hates that. See, God is watching this lie that has been twisted because of a demented woman in Margaret MacDonald in 1832. And a misunderstanding of one little word, air. One little word can take your soul to hell. It breaks his heart. Because, see, anybody preaching the lifelike proverb is throwing out the red carpet to Satan. He's going to use it for all he's worth. As we can see in Zechariah 5, loading up the basket. But nobody got to heaven.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
15. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, 19. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness, and cheerful feast.
Now, when the house of Judah was there in Jerusalem, just before they were captured by Nebuchadnezzar, the prophet Jeremiah went forth throughout the land. You can read that in Jeremiah's book. And he said, repent, repent, turn back to the God, seek the Lord, repent, turn from your wicked ways, come back, like we're going to do on May 21st. But they would not. Each went back to his own stuff. And his own stuff was not awesome stuff. It was bad stuff. Well, they crossed over. After so many times of saying, repent, here America, God says, that's it. You are going into captivity. Whom God loves, he chastises. Now, once God's word is stated, you can't change it. Normally, a fast is a very good thing, isn't it? Yes, when God's in it. So what they did, they tried to change God's word. And so they fasted because they thought they could wrap the Father around their little finger by fasting. Look how good we are. We're fasting. Don't make us go into captivity, Lord. No, they had their chance. They blew it, and now it was too late. And so in the fourth month, because they disobeyed and fasted with very sad faces, oh, boo-hoo, Lord, save us. Yes, something bad happened. The city was broken into. And they failed again and fasted the fifth month. They would just went right on blindly. And the fifth month, the temple and all their houses were burned up. They didn't learn their lesson. They went right on trying to change the word of God. The seventh month they fasted, and Gedaliah, their leader, was murdered by Ishmael. Well, that still didn't do it. In the tenth fast, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came in and took over. Now, you notice it said, for you, this is about the Antichrist, you elect. You say, are we going to fast during his time? We're going to fast from the normal fellowship beings as we do. We will no longer want to go to a Saturday night service in a church that's thinking that's Jesus. We will no longer want to go hither and there to a revival or anything. And when we go to the store, everybody will say God is here. So we're fasting from the normal fellowship that we usually have, because we will be the minority, only a few small sheep. But are we glad? Are we sad about that like they were? No. Jesus says, rejoice, your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah.
Therefore, love the truth and peace.
Love the truth and peace.
1. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another.
Let me go back to the love, the truth, and peace. Paul said in that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God says, you want to believe a lie. You love the lifelike proverb. If you knew how many people that I've spoken to, and they knew I was telling the truth. I proved it from the Greek, I proved it from the Hebrew, I proved it from Chaldean, I proved it from the Bible, and they know I'm real. They said, I know it's true, but I want to fly away. I don't want to be here. I want to believe the lifelike proverb. God says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 through Paul, he said, you want to believe a lie? I'll send an illusion, and I'll let you believe a lie. Because you love not the truth, you loved a lie. So he says, love the truth and not the lie. Now remember, elect, everybody in the Christian church, half of them, mostly where you go, turn on, they are going to say that's Christ. How are you? How are you? Can you stand alone?
Saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord.
Now what this means is,
to seek the Lord of hosts, I will go also.
Now what's going to happen the Antichrist, who is instead of Christ, who is the dragon calling himself the Lamb. The dragon is the devil, Revelation 22, John the Baptist said the Lamb is Jesus, will be standing in Jerusalem calling himself God, standing where he ought not. We'll still all be in our flesh bodies. So what's going to happen? All over this world, people are going to be saying God is here in half the body of Christ. So those Pergamos-type Christian church who do it for money will get up a tour. Let's take an airplane tour, Christian, quote, unquote, and it'll only be $2,000 and we'll all fly together to see the Lord in Jerusalem. And I'll go with you, will say the deceived pastor. There'll be cruises. Everybody wants to go and see God, understandably. The only thing, that's not God.
22, yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts.
Strong nations, United States of America, the government, will go and see who this is and call him God. France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Russia.
And to pray before the Lord. 23, thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days that it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of all nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
Now the word men there, 10 men, is not a good men. There are many meanings of the word men in the Bible. It's not Eph Adam way over there, the one who was married to Eve, not that one. It's Enosh, and it means bad. The 10 men are 10 kings in the human flesh on earth, heathen kings. Now, okay, they're going to take the skirt. Men wore skirt in Bible times. Of one who is called a Jew. Now I want everybody to hear me. God's word is perfect, but it was not written in English. In the original languages, there is no such word as Jew. Not Jew, not Jewish. The word in Greek is Eudas. It means either a man called Judah, who was one with 11 other brothers. He was Hebrew, Eber, like the rest of us, those people who crossed over the river, the rest of the 12 tribes. Or it means a resident. So what is the resident? A resident, some of those residents went back with Ezra and Nehemiah, and some of them now are in the land of Jerusalem, and they say they are Jews, but are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. In 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, God says, these are the Kenites. It's in your Bible, K-E-N-I-T-A-S. They come from Hamath, who is the father of the Rechabites. The Rechabites are the same thing as the Kenites, and Hamath is an Assyrian deity, and the Assyrian is a type of the Antichrist, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. The only two type churches that please Jesus here at the end will tell you who those are who say they are Jews but are not. They're the synagogue of Satan, and they are the Kenites. The Kenites are the descendants of Cain, and Cain is the biological child of the devil when Satan beguiled Eve in the garden. Now we love our brother Judah. There are 12 tribes. Very, very sadly, pastors have lumped all 12 tribes and called them after one brother. It would be like you were, you had a brother named Tom, and you had a brother named Bobby, and you had one named Johnny, and yours was Scott, okay? And they call all of you the same thing. See how ridiculous that is? So here's the thing. The heathen people on the world know that the real seed of Abraham are the chosen people. But these imposters who say they are Judah but are not, they will gather around their father, the Antichrist. And so the heathen people who've been trying to kill them, even Iran, you know, we're going to push into the sea. But they say, oh, wait a minute. That's a chosen people, except see, even the seed of the devil deceives you. And they're going to say, can you give us a good word? Would you put in a good word with us, with your God? except it's the Kenites. It's not our brother Judah. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, next week in chapter 9, he's going to give us a very clear geographical picture of this place, where all of this will take place. There should be no doubt after hearing that what's going on right now. I pray you are blessed, and I pray you will not be deceived. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, it's time now for a mystery moment, questions and answers, to help you uncover the mystery of God. Joel chapter 2 says, blow the trumpet in Zion, so we obey. Dear Sherry Trumpet, what in the world was it that Enoch did that so pleased God that God took him and Enoch didn't have to die? He was translated. Well, what Enoch did, he was a preacher, and he was preaching against the fallen angels of Genesis 6, where it says, and the sons of God came into the daughters of men. The sons of God there in Genesis 6 is Napha, Nephilim, fallen angels. They refused to be born of women and came to seduce women. And they produced a hybrid which messed up God's plan. It was, even the hybrid knew of God's plan. Nobody was supposed to know. This was supposed to be pure, also to prevent Jesus from coming through a pure lineage. So Enoch was walking around at the time of Noah's flood, and he was preaching, look out, look out. These are fallen angels. Don't go there. Don't be with them. Don't associate them. But see, they look like the real thing. They're going to come into the Christian church here at the end. They're going to walk in here in Trumpet of Truth, and they're going to make you think that you are the greatest Christian, that Sherry Medlock doesn't hold a candle to you, because you're the one who wins 50,000 people every day. You're the one who's giving it all up. They're going to tell you that, and that's the way they were doing then. And he was saying, no, 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 fallen angels. Now Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. What has been will be again. They are about to come back, and they will be preaching the gospel of death, but you will think it's the gospel of life. So with the Enoch spirit, I'll say, beware the fallen angels. They'll come in the Christian pulpit. It'll be the greatest revival. And they're going to come into a group like this and try to make you think that you are the only one that's got it and that you don't need the rest. Hallelujah. So flattery, flattery, flattery. Now, what is the name, Sherry, of Enoch? What does this name mean? His name means dedicated and disciplined. To be a disciple of Jesus Christ, the word disciple comes from discipline. You will never be used by God until you can discipline yourself to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, on time, and give it all. You don't just show up, you come and pour it out. When you can be disciplined in small matters and faithful there, God will make you ruler over many, dedicated. You don't turn off. Stay steady where you are. Okay, let's see what we've got here. Are we really to seek the Lord, and is he proud when we do that? Absolutely. He says, seek me with all your heart. When you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. And did you know in Hebrews 11 verse 6, there's a reward for that? It says, he rewardeth them that diligently seek him. And that's what we're doing. We have the Lord. I have a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord. He touches me. He talks with me. He sings with me. He guides me. But I want more. I want so there is nothing left except God. And I'm hidden in there somewhere. Don't you? Yes. And so we seek him. Next question. What does sanctified mean? Set apart for holy use. You have given up everything in this world and everything about you. Everything about you is all about God. A pure heart, you have died to self, and everything you do, everything you say, and you are about the Father's business. You're a soul winner. You don't sit down and wait for somebody else to win the souls. You get in your car and you go and you witness and you call and you text and you share the truth. And you put yourself out. You do without what you think you have to have, so the kingdom of God will be built. Set apart for holy use. Next question. Dear Sherry Trumpet, What was Paul's thorn in the flesh? Okay, actually, Paul answered it. We've heard all kinds of sermons about it, haven't we? Sometimes we overlook the very simplicity of the Word of God. Paul was speaking of the thorn in his flesh. Then there's a comma, and he says, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. That's the thorn in the flesh. A messenger, Greek, is angloi, angel. An angel of Satan to buffet him. Like all elect, Paul is on the front line. And forever and ever and ever, some angel of the devil, some demon, was trying to put his lights out. I mean, if he didn't do this, he would do this. He worked in every ways. He was beaten with 40 stripes, minus one, many times. He was stoned to death and left to die, and frankly, he did die. He went in and saw what was going on in the third heaven age. He was captured. He was shipwrecked by an evil wind, that hurricane. That was an evil one. A viper jumped out of the fire to bite him. All of the Christians left him. He was left alone. And yet he said, none of these things move me. You know, Jesus said, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. I'm not talking about they have problems. All people have problems. Life is hard. And then you die, as one man wrote. But I'm talking about when the devil tries to kill you 99 times every day, and you still say, none of these things move me. Just hold up your hand and say, back off, devil. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. The thorn in the flesh was an angel of the devil. Messenger means angel, a bad angel, to buffet him. Wherever he went, he was persecuted. Now, people like to say it was because of his eyesight. The devil didn't do that to his eyes. The devil would like to make you blind. The reason he had bad eyesight, he said, see what big letters I write? It's because he had seen Jesus. He looked in that light until it damaged his eyes. And that's why he was legally blind. A message of Satan sent to buffet him. Now I want you to come and live with me in Father's house forever. If you're not saved, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Please pray this with me and mean it. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That God has raised Jesus from the dead.
That God has raised Jesus from the dead.
Save me.
Save me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Use me.
Use me.
To win many souls to you.
To win many souls to you.
To get your truth out to the world.
Get your truth out to the world.
To build your kingdom.
Build your kingdom.
I love you.
I love you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. 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 Now in a few minutes, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. If you were saved, please leave a message. Now let me pray for those of you who are sick. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, my Father, I ask now, by your Holy Spirit, the anointing destroys the yoke. That Son of Righteousness, you arise with healing in your wings and go out to the north and the south and the east and west and heal the broken hearts, Father God. Wake up the lukewarm Christians. Let them be sanctified, set apart, soul winners on fire for you. And heal the diseases, heal the eyes, heal the ears, heal the legs, heal the stomachs, Father God. Remove cancer in Jesus' mighty. Heal the lungs, lungs breathe in Jesus' name. Ears open, brains diminish. It shall be gone in Jesus' name. Hepatitis C be gone. Fibromyalgia be gone. Backbone, spine, youth, and straight feet be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let the healing virtue of Jesus flow to you. Hey, hi, hi. Receive it now. With Jesus' stripes you healed. He sent his word and healed you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's everybody say, with Jesus' stripes I am healed. Ready? With Jesus' stripes I am healed. May you go from strength to strength. Hallelujah. Confession is made into salvation also means salvation means healing. Well, God bless you. Now, if you were healed and had a miracle there, also feel free to leave that message on my machine. Now, don't forget the Day of Repentance, May 21st, 9 a.m. Those of you locally, it's still 91.5 FM, Trumpet of Truth. But all over America, I want you to connect, get into clusters, and elect connect WMIEFM.com, a Day of Repentance. Scott Mercer and I are going to pray the socks off of heaven. We want you to join us. And remember this too, here at my school, after the broadcast, you're all locally invited. We're going to stay 2 more hours when we're off the air and pray. May 21st, 9 a.m., Day of Repentance for America. It's our only hope. God save America. Now remember, what you heard here today is for you, so go and tell. You're to use it, you're to do it, and then you go to share it. Nothing is ever given for you to keep. But when you give anything away, God will fill, empty your basket, God will fill it again. Now remember this about Jesus. Oh, by the way, I will invite all of you to come to my school every Sunday, 5 p.m., and every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, we take off our gloves and put on our warrior's costume, and we really fight. Sundays, 5 p.m., Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Now remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, Thy Word is truth. Now, just wait for me to play one measure of the piano. It's highly anointed. It says that to God, His is the kingdom and the power and the glory. I love all of you. And I want you to make sure that you tell people about Trumpet of Truth. God bless you. And if God is willing, I will see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted.
Finally listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Heart of stone.